It's 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. American flag. I say the phrase and automatically a picture pops into your mind. But it may not be the stars and stripes. Of course, we all know what the American flag looks like, but I'm talking about other kinds of flags that have been designed to express a person's identity in this America. There is power in a flag, and this month we're exploring what that power looks like. Today we meet the founder of the transgender flag, Atlanta resident Monica Helms. She created the flag back in 1999, and it has endured as a symbol for the community ever since. I recently sat down with Helms to learn more about her flag and how she was inspired to make it.
I was talking to the individual who created the bisexual pride flag, and this was in 1999, and he said, you know, the transgender community could use a flag, too. But he gave me one thing that I should remember. Keep it simple, because the least amount of stitches, the cheaper it is to make and the cheaper it is to sell. So I thought about it. And then one morning, I woke up and I was a little, you know, still waking up and still thinking. And all of a sudden, the image came to me. The design came to me. And so I got up and I drew it up and I go, hey, this looks nice. 2 weeks later, I had the original flag in my hands. I did not expect the community to pick it up. I said, well, if people like it, that's great. If they don't like it, well, I have it. It's mine.
You can fly it yourself.
I fly it myself.
Yeah. What does it look like?
5 stripes. Mm-hmm. The outer stripes are light blue, baby blue, which is a traditional color for boys. And the next 2 stripes in are pink for baby girls. And the center stripe is white. And this is for people that are neutral gender. They don't feel that they fall in any kind of binary. And so I took the flag everywhere. Mm-hmm. I went to protests and marches and conferences. I flew it in pride parades since I was in the military. I was in the color guard of these pride parades, so I fly it up front. People kept asking, what is it? What is that?
What is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And in 2013, I was looking at pictures of prides across the world, and I started seeing the flag and the colors. My flag. I'm going, what is going on? This is amazing. I'm still amazed at this. I'm still... You know, it floors me. And so I said, oh, gosh, I have the original flag and I don't want anything to happen to it. So I said, I need to find a place that would take this and keep it safe. And I said, well, might as well start at the top. So I contacted the Smithsonian and just seems that they were starting an LGBT wing that they wanted to display. And so they were taking in a lot of LGBT items. Mm-hmm. And so the flag was a perfect one to take.
When you look at your flag, what feelings does that evoke for you when you look at it?
Well, I go, well, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and of course, when I got to see the flag again, my wife and I went to D.C. last year. Mm-hmm. And we went into a back room where they have it stored. They haven't displayed it yet. But the person brought it out that was the one I donated it to. And it was like, you know, seeing my child again. I got to hold my child again.
I'm wondering, why did you feel it was necessary to even create a trans flag? Because I think many people, when they see the rainbow flag, they view that as representing the LGBTQ community.
It's true. And I see the rainbow flag like the American flag, the trans flag and the bisexual flag and all the other flags that have been created since are kind of like state flags that, you know, each state has their own flag, but they're all under the American flag. And I see it the same thing with the rainbow flag. Every one of us has our own individual flag. And yet we're under the rainbow flag.
Monica Helms is a creator of the transgender flag and an Atlanta resident. And you can go to gpbnews.org to see pictures of the flag and Monica. Next week, as our series on flags continues, we're going to bring you a conversation about the enduring history of the Pan-African flag. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.